بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. فلما جاءت قيل أهكذا عرشك؟ قالت كأنه هو. وأوتينا العلم من قبلها وكنا مسلمين. وصدها ما كانت تعبد من دون الله إنها كانت من قوم كافرين. قيل لها ادخلي الصرح. فلما رأته حسبته لجة وكشفت عن ساقيها قال إنها صرح ممرد من قوارير. قالت رب إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. In ayats before, we discussed Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, when he had known that Bilqis was coming with her army and her people, that he had the desire that her throne be brought to him before she herself reaches, and that was achieved and accomplished. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam says further, قَالَ نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا. He asked, or he commanded his people to disguise that throne of Bilqis. نَنْظُرْ أَتَهْتَدِي أَمْ تَقُونُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ, so that we may see whether she is guided or whether she is from those who are not guided. In other words, when she comes, would she be able to recognize this throne of hers or not? Now here the test Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had actually put was to make some changes, but such changes that it would become difficult even for the owner of the throne, for Bilqis, to recognize and realize the changes. And if she would realize and recognize the changes, then obviously that will show a capacity of observation, a capacity of judgment, her understanding. And by that, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would have a fair idea how to approach her insofar as the dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, and to understand whether she will accept the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ قِيلَ أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكْ. When she had come, it was asked to her, أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكْ, that is your throne like this? قَالَتْ كَأَنَّهُ هُ. When she glanced and she looked at the throne, she said, it is as though it is. In other words, she did not commit herself to say that it is her throne, nor did she deny it. And in looking at those minor changes, whether she recognized it or not was really not known, but she said, it is as though it is like mine. In other words, here there is a bit of ambiguity that Bilqis had left, and that also showed her intelligence, that she does not commit herself to her observations. وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. But then her intelligence is showed out by the second part of the statement, when she says that we have been given knowledge مِنْ قَبْلِهَا, before this. And here was the knowledge of the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because we have acquired that knowledge, وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ, we have come submitted to you, in other words, to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before this already we have made up our minds, so there was no need and necessity for you to go through all this. And in this way, she shows her intelligence, she shows her willingness to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And he prevented her, مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِنْ, مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, from that which she had been worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here it could refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had given her tawfiq and hidayat to leave the worship of the sun that we spoke about earlier, and to accept the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or it could refer to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, that by him inviting her towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by him inviting her towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he stopped her from worshipping anything else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنْ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. For certainly she was from amongst those who had disbelieved in Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the narrations it comes that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had placed on the ground paving of glass. And in this last ayat with regards to the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Bilqis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that. قِيلَ لَهَا دُخُلِ السَّرْحِ. It was said to her, enter the court or the palace. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَعْقِهَا. That when she had seen it, when she looked towards the ground, she thought it was deep waters, and because of that, naturally when a person thinks that one is going to be walking upon water, then a person will obviously pull one's garment a little bit higher, and in that way a portion, the bottom portion of her legs became exposed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that incident, that this glass, either it was of such nature that when one looked at the glass, one would think it is water in itself, or alternatively, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had these pavings of glass above the water, and one would see through that water in such a manner that one would not realize that there is glass upon it. In both instances, whatever the case may be, Bilqis had thought that she was going to step into the depths of water, and like any other human would do, one would pull one's clothes up a little bit. She had also done so. So قَالَ إِنَّهُ سَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِّنْ قَوَارِيرٍ. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam informed her that in actual fact, this is a palace that has been paved with glass. It is not water in itself. Now why does Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam do it? And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention this particular part of the incident? Because Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to teach her a very, very important lesson. And the lesson was, one is the greatness of Allah, one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and one are the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The sun, the moon, the stars, these are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how bright the sun may shine, no matter how beautiful the moon may seem, no matter how the stars may twinkle, all this is the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They are tokens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we may want to use the word, they reflect the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam shows us a very important lesson. One is water, and one is the reflection of water. And do not be mistaken by the reflection, thinking that it is the original. And in this way, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam teaches her this valuable lesson of iman and yaqeen. If we just stop here for a second or two, and we think about it, then look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the kind of lessons they had taught people with regards to iman and tawheed. And this is the legacy that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left us. The entire incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, from the very beginning to the end, was a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us how, what was his shukr, his ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his commitment, link and relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the very beginning of the incident. And then a woman and a community that worshipped something besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the concern that comes in the heart of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's letter of da'wat towards the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lessons and the test that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam placed to show her the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these are lessons that we need to draw from the story and the incident of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. In concluding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. She said that, O my Rabb, certainly I have wronged myself. وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And I have submitted and subjugated with Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. And this ayat concludes the incident between Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Bilqis. Whether Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam eventually married Bilqis is not determined from the Quran Kareem in itself and the Sahih Ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are those that are of the opinion when the Quran does not speak about it, then obviously we should be silent. There are those that have denied any marriage, and there are some based on certain narrations say that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did eventually marry her because of her iman, and he had left her in the area that she was, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would visit her 3 days every month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.